The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too. I know I'm supposed to be talking to Tina, but it's football season, okay? And Tina is a big football fan. Like, I forget that I actually lose my friend sometimes during football season because she's got tickets in the suites for the Cowboys and the Texans. This is a Texas diehard football fan, and she is cheering and rooting for everybody. And that's not including the college games. Don't be surprised if you see her on the big screen at one of Coach Prime's games, because that is her new goal. She's getting over to see Coach Prime play. She is rooting for those Buffaloes. That girl, Tina, I tell you, I promise you, I forget. I really do forget that I lose my friends sometimes during football season. I will call her like 2 or 3 days in a row, like, girl, why are you? Are you okay? I'll be about to do a wellness check. When all of a sudden Monday Night Football comes on and she's on the big screen or she's live tweeting from a game, or, you know, that's life. I love my girl. She does what she does. And today, instead of talking to Tina, I'm talking to my friends at Hy-Vee because it's like National No Phones Day. Okay, look, I make my money with my phone. Okay, that's what I do. Okay, I won an RV on Twitter on my phone. So you tell me to put my phone down, and we got some problems, because I gotta have my phone. That's how I make my living. That's how I run my business. That's how I make my money. But they say it's for a good cause, so I got to get the scoop, and I got to share it with y'all. So since Tina's not here, I'm going to be talking to Nola Eigner-Davis over at Hy-Vee. She's one of the communications managers. Girl, what is going on? What is No Phone Day?
Well, let's talk a little bit about why we're having No Phone Day. So okay. September is National Family Meals Month.
Yes.
This is a big thing to Hy-Vee. We partner with FMI, the Food Industry Association, to really focus on nutrition and building strong family relationships. So when we think about the dinner table, our dinner table has changed. I mean, Shaletta, when I remember in high school, I remember middle school and elementary, we didn't have phones, we didn't have tablets, we didn't have things like that. So this is where you actually spent time talking to your parents, talking to your family, having those family meals, okay? Yeah. And so this is what Family Meals really does. Family Meals Month really does. It was created by the Food Marketing Institute, as I said, really, again, encouraging those relationships. And one of the things that we've done at Hy-Vee for Family Meals Month as we have given away over 3,000 meals.
I know.
Yes.
Girl, it was amazing because, you know, we got a chance to help, you know, pass some out at the Hy-Vee in Maplewood, like, you know, a week or so ago. And, you know, those families were driving up. Some of them needed it because Absolutely. They didn't have the money. Some of them were moms who just didn't feel like cooking again for the 511th time that week. And everybody was so blessed and everybody was so excited and so happy. And I just, okay, you're going to have to help me understand something, because Hy-Vee is in the business of selling food. How are y'all giving away food? That's just like, what, huh?
But that's what we do. When yeah. we know that there are families in our community that need food, we do mm-hmm. things like this. And that is one of the things that we wanted to do for Family Meals Month. We chose certain areas throughout our 8-state region, mm-hmm. and we worked with those stores, but we're also working with Boys and Girls Club to across, again, those are 8-state regions, to make sure those families get food as well. Because, again, we know having that positive relationship with your family yeah. and eating a meal is going to help your kiddos. I mean, what we have seen, what studies have shown, is that families who share 3 or more meals together a week, they're likely to have better grades. They're likely to have higher self-esteem. Mm-hmm. They're likely to display characteristics of fairness and respect, and they're less likely to be obese.
And I'm going to tell you something. I can't expect my child to get out in community with me and have a relationship and conversation with me when we ain't having one at the house. Right. You know, I've got 4 kids, like, as you know, and, you know, I was at the table with my phone, and my used to be nonverbal child is trying to get my attention. He got 2 or 3 words now, girl. And he was talking to me and I wasn't paying him any attention. I was on that phone. Do you know, he lifted up my head so that I could see his face. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Family Meals Month and no phone day. We got to institute some new rules, because I do see with my children who have autism, when I take the time to talk to them, when we start sharing conversation, when we start chatting, not about school or, you know, homework or, you know, where we're going next or whose turn it is to do something or pass out instruction, just genuine, authentic conversation, girl, they start doing better.
They do.
They really do. They really start doing better with their language and the following the commands. And, you know, even the therapist one time, my mother was here, right? And you know, she was doing a lot of talking to the kids, and then she was giving me a break. So I was talking to the kids, and we were having those conversations, and the therapist was like, is something going on? And I said, what do you talk about? And she said, Daniel's doing so much better. And I said, well, what happened? She said, I don't know. Is something happening this week? And girl, it just, you know, when y'all start talking about family meals and, you know, having conversations with the kids and how they do better in school, it took me back to that moment. And I was like, my mother's here. We're sitting down eating together. Mm-hmm. She's cooking. We're enjoying grandma's food. You know, we're sitting at the table and we're laughing and telling jokes and enjoying each other's company. And that's building their confidence. That's building a vocabulary. And they know that we care and that we're loved and they are a priority. And we forget, girl, with the day-to-day stuff to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about it. We are so attached to our phones.
Mm-hmm.
And we are constantly, okay, I just got an email. I need to answer this email. I just got this message. I need to
just one more thing. Just one more thing. Let me get it done.
Right.
One more thing.
But it takes away that bonding moment, and we need that human interaction, because human interaction from a phone, from a tablet, from this isn't the same as sitting down and sharing a meal with someone that you love and that you care about and being able to talk about, hey, this is what's on my plate. This is what's bothering me. Or I had a really great day today. I want to talk to you about it. So I think all of those things are what builds such a meaningful relationship. And during Family Meals Month, it's just really key for us to really hit home, like, this is such an important thing for every family to do.
Yeah. And, you know, it's something that we can make a habit. You know, it's something that we think about, that you all are talking about, that the initiative is there. But, you know, it's going to go beyond September, because it makes me aware, just knowing that we were going to be chatting today, I started thinking about the story with my son and how, you know, the therapists were asking me, you know, what's different. I started thinking about that time he had to raise my head up, or, you know, when my mother comes over and, you know, we all sit around and laugh and talk, and how much better the house is, you know. And you know, it's so funny because my teenage son was at church, and we were chatting, and he didn't really, you know, just have a lot to say. He's at that age where everything comes out like right. And so I was looking at another kid, a teenager, and he and his mom were just laughing and talking. I'm like, hey, I want that. And you know, I have to have that at home.
Now listen, we'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first,
everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire five-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Here comes the sun. We all know that solar power can be a big part of the solution for our energy needs. Solar power is clean, renewable, and best of all, that sunshine is cheap and plentiful. Sure, it sounds great to have solar energy added to the mix, but how are you going to do that? The answer is easier than you think. The answer is community solar. Community solar lets you join a solar farm that produces energy on your behalf. Electricity is produced by your solar farm and goes out to your local power grid. That allows you as a community solar member to remain with Xcel as your utility and earn solar credits, reducing your normal bill. You save big on electricity while you save the environment. And you can do your part to support clean energy without installing solar panels on your roof. That's right. There's no home visits, no equipment, new equipment, construction, or maintenance. You don't even need to own your home to be a member of a solar farm. Renters can enroll and save too. Right now, if you go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when you successfully enroll and are placed on a farm. Check it out. You can sign up for your membership in 3 minutes flat. Shaletta listeners, get going with Community Solar and get that $100 Visa gift card. Once again, your first step is to go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta.
You know what my family and I are doing for MEA weekend? Child, we are going on vacation. And I mean a real vacation. We will not be crisscrossing the state or the country taking my son Andrew to tour college campuses. We found the right fit for him right here in the Twin Cities. It's Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. This two-year college will put him on a path to his four-year degree. With small class sizes, he'll build personal relationships. And I like the free laptops and books. At Doherty Family College, he even gets free bus fare and free breakfast and lunch. This means he won't have to take on debt to get his education. And just think, my son, a Tommy, and me, a Tommy Mommy. So for MEA weekend, save yourself some time and travel. Do what we did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up your own tour at Doherty Family College.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
Remember how excited those kids were when they got their new gaming consoles? Kind of like how excited I was when I got that new desktop computer. But now, those electronics are old, just gathering dust and taking up space. But I know I don't want it to be taking up space in a landfill. Old electronics commonly contain toxic metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium, and that can contaminate the environment. Did you know that Ramsey County now offers electronic waste disposal through a partnership with Repowered in St. Paul? Dated electronics can be recycled or refurbished and kept out of our waste stream. And even better, it's free for Ramsey County residents. So collect up all your unwanted phones, TVs, VCRs, keyboards, printers, and other electronics that you have stuffed in your closet, basement, or garage. They can be recycled or refurbished and kept out of our waste stream. And don't worry, all the data will be physically destroyed or electronically wiped. To find out more about this new electronics recycling service, go to ramseycounty.us/electronics. That's ramseycounty.us/electronics. Remember, recycling is for everyone.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
It's not just going to happen when we get to church.
No.
We need to be sitting at the table, eating, talking, loving, laughing. And what happens out in the community is an extension of what happens at home. And I'm going to use this Family Meals Month as an opportunity to start having some new traditions with our family. Like you said, even if we just do it 3 times a week. You know, exactly. We know the teenagers working on weekends. The kids got basketballs on Wednesday. You know, I'm at the radio station all day on Saturday. So maybe it's a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday thing, you know?
And then think about maybe those are special days where you cook special meals that mean something to your family. Or you could even spice it up and do some sort of ethnic cuisine. So let's say you're doing a recipe from Mexico. You're doing an Italian recipe. And throw in a little bit of history, a little bit of culture. So it's not only dinner, but it's also like, hey, did you know that, I don't know, something, give them a history fact, give them something, and then they can build off of that.
Girl, look, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. I mean, one of the meals that y'all were giving away here in Minnesota at the Maplewood location in the Twin Cities, it was, you know, one was a nod to Hispanic Heritage Month. Yeah. And, you know, those families really appreciated that. And girl, you could do a prize. You tell my kids they're going to win something. I don't care if it's a paper clip. Baby, they're going to be competing and we're going to be trying to figure it out, you know? And so it's just, I'm so glad that y'all are doing this, because if I'm thinking about it, other parents are thinking about it. If I'm making a change, other parents are making a change. And that's what, you know, that's where it starts. You know, that's how it gets better. That's how we, you know, get back to having those one-on-one conversations and relationships with our kids. And, you know, girl, I promise you, I tell you, I'm absolutely guilty. Go sit down, play your iPad. Let me finish this one last thing, and that turns into another thing, and I have to respond to the first thing. And then I look up, girl, my kids came to me the other day, I'm telling you, I'm confessing. It's like I'm in you and my priest, and I'm confessing, because they came and said, Mama, we're hungry. Girl, the whole dinner time had passed. I had one more thing all night and forgotten to feed them. But again, thankfully, Javi's got the pre-packaged meals. All I gotta do is pop it in the oven. So we ran, we got some, we popped it in the oven, because Javi's like, you know, 2 miles away from the house. But, you know, suppose we didn't have a Javi nearby, you know, and suppose, you know, they never piped up, because at one point they were nonverbal. I would have probably sent those kids to bed hungry. So, you know, I just thank you all for this initiative, because it is, you know, forcing parents like me to say, you know what? We got to do better. We got to start over. We got to hit the reset button, and we got to get back to basics.
And I think it's everybody. I think it's whether you have kids or whether it's just your spouse, you know, put down the phones, have a conversation, talk about your days. That human connection, that interaction is so important. And that's how we thrive, knowing that there is someone there sharing a meal with that you care about.
Yeah. And those relationships, that's relationship building, girl. We have just gotten away from that, that authentic engagement and relationship building, where we can come together, we can love, we can talk, we can, you know, and that's going to extend and give you, you know, the relationship you want, especially with these kids. They're going through so much.
Right.
And they need to know that we are here, that we are listening, that we're paying attention, so that when they are in crisis or something happens, you know, around that dinner table, around that mealtime is a safe space for them, you know, to cry out to their parents for help.
So speaking of that, tomorrow is National Food No Phone Day. So
girl, we gotta do it, girl.
Angela, I'm holding you to this. You gotta do this tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Okay. You see me ripping my head. Okay.
So no phones, no tablets, no nothing. This is a meaningful conversation.
Okay.
And here's something you can do. So here's a game you can play with your kids. It's called Hello Buffalo. Okay.
Hello Buffalo. Okay.
So hi, something that was really a great part of their day. Low, maybe something that kind of upset them. Mm. Buffalo, something strange, something weird, something random that they want to share about. Again, that kind of conversation is, again, just reinforcing, building those positive relationships.
Girl, I love talking to you. You are always making me a better parent. But I'm not going to tell my kids you came up with this idea. They're going to think I did it. So you get no credit. You make me a better parent.
You did it. Shaletta told you.
I'm gonna say a wise woman told me about this. I made it up, a wise woman, you know, but that is so great. And they will look forward to that. And that'll give them an opportunity to express themselves and for us.
Absolutely.
Girl, thank you for coming on the show. I had a blast.
Thank you. I did as well.
Well, thank you to all my friends at Hy-Vee. Make sure you pass along our appreciation for the meals that you provided to families here in the Twin Cities, as well as the meals you're providing to the families in the Boys and Girls Club right here in our community who really, really need that. Absolutely. Those kids and their families are traditionally at or below the poverty level in underserved communities where they may not live near a Hy-Vee. And so to be able to have access to that meal that their parents don't have to cook or buy in case they don't have the money, it just means so much. So thank you, girl.
That's what we do. We give back. We know that there are people who are hungry and there are people who are in need. And that's just what we do at Hy-Vee. We care about our communities we're in.
Thank you, girl, because I'm going to tell you, y'all have blessed us. I don't know how many times, anytime the community needs Hy-Vee, y'all are always there. And so here you are again doing it for the least of these. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And y'all, thank you for being on the Tina and Shaletta show. My girl will be back next week, unless, of course, she gets tickets to Coach Prime's games. Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. You know what my family and I are doing for MEA weekend? Child, we are going on vacation. And I mean a real vacation. We will not be crisscrossing the state or the country taking my son Andrew to tour college campuses. We found the right fit for him right here in the Twin Cities. It's Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. This two-year college will put him on a path to his four-year degree. With small class sizes, he'll build personal relationships. And I like the free laptops and books. At Doherty Family College, he even gets free bus fare and free breakfast and lunch. This means he won't have to take on debt to get his education. And just think, my son, a Tommy, and me, a Tommy Mommy. So for MEA weekend, save yourself some time and travel. Do what we did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up your own tour at Doherty Family College.
Did someone you've spent time with recently come down with COVID-19? Or have you been under the weather yourself? Then it's a good idea to test for the virus. When you take the simple nasal swab test, you'll get results in just 15 minutes. And these rapid antigen tests are available for free. You take this test privately, at home, so no lab drop-off is required. Find out how your family can get your free at-home test right here in Minnesota. Go to sayyeshometest.org to learn all about it. That's sayyeshometest.org.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority, kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.